Today's shiur is dedicated for Eschus, for Refuah Shleimah, for Shalom and Bracha. Today's shiur is Masechet Ksubos Daf Kuf Yud Beis, as Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach Hu Yamasayim the Masechta. We will begin on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph on the Beis, two lines from the wide lines, Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan, the Pasuk says, Yihi Pisas Bar Ba'aretz B'Rosh Hamru. Amru, Chazal teach us Asida Chita, in the time of Mashiach, a grain, a kernel of grain, shetamakadekel, that it will be as tall as a palm tree. Va'ayla b'raish harim, and even it'll rise up to the top of the mountains. V'shem ha'taymerim. So you may be concerned that if the wheat is going to be so very large, then it's going to be complicated for us to cut this wheat. Tamalaymer, the pasuk says, Yihi Tamalaima Yirish Kovana Periyai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Ruach Mabeis Genozov. The Gemara teaches us HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring a wind from his treasure home and cause the wind to blow on that kernel or mashra a salta and it'll shake out the flour from it. V'adam Yaitzi L'Sada, and a person will just go out to the field. Or maybe mala pisas yadai, he'll be able to fill up just the palm of his hand. Or mena from it panasosoi panas oshins beisai, he'll have enough for his whole family. And as the Maral explains, what the Mar means to say is that not only will it be so easy to collect, but the Gemara means to say is that when somebody goes out to collect this flour, he'll just have to fill up a palm full of flour, and there will be a bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send into this flour, that it will be adequate, it will be enough to feed the entire family. Imchelev Kloyes Chita, Amru, said the Gemara, Chazal teach us, what does this pasuk teach us? Asida Chita, the grain, the kernels of grain will be so large, Kishtei Kloyes Tel Shar HaGodl, the like two kidneys of a large axe. Valtatama, and don't think that this is impossible. Shreshul kinan belefes. There's a fax that made a hole in a turnip. Veshaklua, and they weighed that turnip. Matzashishim litra kalitna shitzpari, and they found that it was so heavy. So the Ben Yoyada explains why will they be like two kidneys. So Be'yoyot explains that a kernel of grain has a crack in it. And just like the kidneys have a crack between the two kidneys, that's why the chita looks very similar to the kidneys. And he goes on to explain that the Aveira, the Eitz Hadas, for which Adam HaRishon ate, was, according to one opinion, a chita tree, because he listened to the bad advice. They listened to the bad advice that the snake gave them. And we know that the Gemara often says that kloyos yoyetzos, that the place in our body from which we get etzah, from which we get advice, are from the kidneys. And what the Gemara means to say, explains the Ben Yoyada, that in time of Mashiach, we will get only proper advice, not the improper advice that was given in the time of Adam HaRishon. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Mais B'Sichin B'Echad, there was a story in Sichin with an individual, Sheniach Aviv, that his father left to him for Yerusha, Sholesh Badei Chardal, three mustard bushes, for Nifshach Echemem, and one of them fell off from the stalk. The Nitzabai Tisha Kabin Chardal. And there were nine kabin of mustard. The Eitzav, and there was so much wood, Shesichabai Sukkos Yoitzrim, that they could use it to make a roof over a hut where people manufactured kalim. Amrav Shema Techlefta, Krav Shekruv, Hanich Lanu Abba. Our father left us over a cabbage stalk, Shini Oil of Yadim Babasolim, that the cabbage stalk was so tall that we had to go up and down the cabbage stalk with a ladder. The dam anovim, V'dam onof tishtachama, oma loyko elam haza oilam haba. This world and the next world will not be the same. What does that mean? Oilam haza, in this world, when somebody has grapes, there's much work that's needed. Yesh betzal liftsar, one has to cut the grapes, ulidroch, and then squeeze the grapes. Oilam haba, in oilam haba, maybe another achas b'korina b'svina, somebody will transport one grape on a boat, on a wagon or a boat, and he leaves it in the corner. He leaves it in the corner of his home. And he'll be able to have enough wine from this grape to, like a big barrel of wine that they could drink from. The eitzav and the wood from these trees, masikon tachas tafshol, you'll be able to use for firewood. Then there won't be any grape. Each grape will be able to produce 30 barrels of wine. Shnemar v'dam onav tishtachama. The blood of the grape, which is the wine, will just give forth wine. Al tikri chomer el chomer. It'll give out a chomer of wine, which is a huge amount of wine. Says the mark out of one grape itself. Says the mark Yosra of Dimi. Omar, Maidik Siv. The pasuk says, Osri legefen ira. Ein l'chokol gefen gefen shebet Yisrael. There won't be any grape. There won't be any grape in Eretz Yisrael. Shein tzarech ir achas liftzar. They won't need an entire city to cut it. Ula sereikoi b'nei asoinoi. Ein l'chokol ilan sereik shebet Yisrael. You won't have trees that don't give fruit normally. Shaina moitzi kamasa shtei asoinus. That when Mashiach comes, will produce enough fruit, they'll take two donkeys to transport them. V'shematayim ein b'yayin. Maybe you'll say that these fruits won't have moisture, won't have wine. Tamloima kives b'yayin levushay. That they'll have so much wine that they're going to use for cleaning the clothing. V'shema taima en adam, it is in red wine, which is considered the more quality wine. Shema taima en adam, tamalaymer, v'dam and av tishtachamer. It'll be red. V'shema taima en marava, it isn't strong, it doesn't intoxicate. Tamalaymer susoi. Susoi means to be able to convince somebody to do something. When are you able to do so? When the person is intoxicated. V'shema taimer ein by tam. Maybe you'll be concerned it doesn't have a good taste. Tam loy machlili enayim miyoyin. Kol cheik shetaimer, any mouth, any palate that tastes it, oima oily, oima lili. Please give me more of this wine. V'shema taimer lenarim yofa. It's good for young people. Elizakenim ein yofa. Older people need better quality wine. They need old wine. Tamalaymer, the pasuk says, Uleven Shinaim Michalov. Altekri Leven Shinaim Eleven Shonim. Somebody who is an older person who has already many years will enjoy this wine. Pashta de Krah, but says the Gemara, what is the Pashta Pshat in the pasuk? Pashta de Krah by Mike Siv, says the Gemara, Kyasra of Dimi. Omer Knes Yisrael Fnekarish Bakr Banish Loilam. Klai Yisrael asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Remoiz Beinecha, give me a sign with your eyes, the bosom, that you enjoy us, Mechamer even more the wine. V'achvilei Shineich, show me your teeth, because when somebody smiles, you'll see his teeth, the Mosik, Mechalba, that you enjoy us more than you enjoy good milk. Masailer Rabbi Yochanan says the Gemara, this pasuk backs up what Rabbi Yochanan taught us. Dam Rabbi Yochanan toif hamal mishenayim l'chaveroi. If somebody makes somebody else feel good, he smiles at him. Yosem mashkei cholav is more valuable than giving him the best milk to drink. Shnemar leven shinayim michalav. Atek leven shinayim el lib mishenayim. Showing off the whiteness of the teeth is more valuable. Is more valuable than anything else you could do. So Rav Shlomo Shvadron, when he used to learn this Gemara, he used to say a story. He says that in the Slobodka Yeshiva, there was somebody who every morning, as the boys came out of the yeshiva after davening, he would have a large barrel of milk, and he would give everybody a cup of milk to drink. He didn't have more than one glass, Rav Shalom used to say. And he would fill up the glass of milk and give the first boy that came out of the Beis Medrash a delicious cup of milk, and then run back into the yeshiva, rinse the cup, and give the next boy a cup of milk. And that's what he did every day. That's what he did every day, helping the boys enjoy, start the day with a delicious cup of milk. So, says Rav Shalom, what would we say about this individual? We should say that this individual must be a tzaddik. He must be such an incredible tzaddik that every day he takes out from his time and from his resources to help everybody enjoy a delicious glass of milk. Said Rav Shalom, but let's learn our Gemara. What did our Gemara just say? Our Gemara just said that libun shinayim, making somebody feel good, michalev, is more valuable than all the milk in the world. And what do you need to do a libun shinayim? All you need to do is that you have to say a nice good morning. Give a person a smile as he starts the day. And the Gemara is teaching us that that smile, that good feeling that we give to the person as he starts the day is more valuable than the most delicious, is more valuable than the most delicious cup of milk that we could serve him. Why? Because, explains the Einei Yitzchak, when you serve somebody a cup of milk, when you smile to somebody, and you show that person that you care about him, that's really what everybody needs. Everybody needs to know that there's somebody who feels for him, and somebody who cares for him. And that's why giving somebody that cup of milk in the morning is so much more, giving that person that great smile in the morning and knowing that there's somebody who appreciates him is more valuable than the cup of milk. Says the Gemara of Chibar Adah, Mekri Dardike de Resh Klosh Ahava. Says the Gemara of Chibar Adah was the Rebbe of the children of Resh Klosh. If Ketloisu Yama Veloyasa, for 3 days he didn't come. Kiyasa, after 3 days, when he came, Amalei, so Leshlokish asked Rav Chibar Adah, Amai Efkris, why didn't you come to learn for 3 days? Amalei, Dalas Echad, Hanichli Abba, my father left me over a vineyard, on the first day, I was able to cut 300 bunches of grape, Eshkol Lagerev, for every bunch of grapes, I was able to fill up a big barrel of wine. Yom Sheni, on the second day, he reports, B'tzati Shloish Me'elis Eshkoilis, again cut 300 bunches of grapes, Shtei Eshkoilis L'Gerev. But now it took 2 bunches to fill up a gerev of wine. Yom Shlishi, on the third day, again, B'tzati Me'elis Shloish Me'elis Eshkoilis, I was able to cut 300 bunches of grapes, Shalosh Eshkoilis L'Gerev. And I needed to produce a gerev of wine, I needed 3 bunches. Hefkarti Yoitz Mechatzia, and he says, after doing this, I still left on the field half of the grapes. Amma, Ilav Defkartas, if not that you left learning, have the Avda Tfei. In other words, what he said to him was, as much as you were successful financially, it should never be at the expense of not learning Torah. Rami Bai Cheskel Eskel Ikle B'nei Barak. Rami Yecheskel arrived to Bnei Barak. Chazinu lahani izi the ko'achlan tusetine. He saw goats that were eating under the dates. The kant of dushim etaini, and honey was oozing from those ta'inim. The hachal b'tayif minayu, and milk was oozing out of the goats. Oma'ara b'hadi adadi, and the honey and the milk were getting mixed together. Amos, Rami Yecheskel said, Hanu zavas chal devash. The Torah often describes Eretz Yisrael as Eretz Zavas Chalav Dvash. This is what the Torah means. On Rav Yaakov and the story, Melud la'ayna, the distance from Melud to Ayna is Shol Shmimin. Pamach skidamti ben Neshem. One time I got up early in the morning. It was still dark. It was before the Alois Shachar. Velachti, and I wasn't able to see exactly. I was not able to see exactly where I was walking, and therefore he says, "Velachti akasula," and I walked with my knees. Bedvashal teinim. There was so much honey oozing out of the trees, but I wasn't able to see it because it was dark. I saw a place in Tzipori where there was this mixture of chol dvash. It was such a large area that it was an area of 16 by 16 mil. And the Rishonim point out that often when the Gemara wants to identify a place that is considered a very wonderful place of high quality fruit, etc., Tzipori, which was on top of a mountain, is the place that is identified because it was on top of the mountain, and all the winds of Eretz Yisrael blew there and produced wonderful, wonderful pears. I'm Rabbi Babachana. I saw all of the Zavos Chol Dvash in Eretz Yisrael. And there was so much of this. The distance from Mechisi to Akra to Kabulkani, which is an area of Asr Tarte Paras to Urka, 22 Paras in the length, Opos Yeshita Parasi, and the width is 6 Parasi. Says the Gemara of Chelba, Rav Avira, Rav Yossi, Rav Chanina, Ikalahu Asra. All three of these individuals arrived at the same place. Isaac and Maya Frasca, they brought them a peach. They were so large that it was the size of a frying pan that's made in Kfar Hinoi. Vilfos Kfar Hinoi Kamahava. Ask the Gemara, what is the size of those pots? Says the Gemara, have a chamisoim. It's so large you could put 5 saw in it. Ochlishlish, he said we ate a third of it. Fkirishlish, and a third we were mafka, we had no need for it. Venoslof Nebehemton Shlish, and we gave a third of it to our animals. Lashana, says the Gemara, next year, Ikla Rebeloz Lahasam, Rebeloz arrived to that place. Eisel Kamei, they brought him a peach. Venokta Beyodei, and he was able to hold it in the palm of his hand. And Omar, he said, Eretz pli l'malechas l'yashriba, that Eretz Yisrael has diminished, where at the beginning it gave off such wonderful, fruit, and now it doesn't. So the Mesh Chachma asks, the Pasuk says, v'shmat Yisrael, v'shmata l'asas ashe tivalok v'ashetir b'moid, so what does it say, Eretz Zavos Chol Dvash? It's to say Be'aretz. As our Gemara is saying, the Zavos and Chol Dvash mix on the ground. So he says, the pshat in the pasuk is as follows. This, that the land has this mixture of Chol Dvash, tells us the pasuk, it depends on our behavior. If our behavior is right, then we will be zoicha to Eretz Zavos Chol Vadvash. But the Chasam Sofer asks a question. The Chasam Sofer asks that we know that the Gemara often says that the fruits with which Eretz Yisrael is blessed are the fruits that are used for shiurim. Kazayas is the typical fruit, kaseves. But if the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, as we're learning now in the Gemara, are so very large, how could they be used to establish the shiurim of all the halachas in the Torah? So the Chasam Sofer answers that just like the Gemara is teaching us, that in those times Eretz Yisrael was so very blessed, and the fruits of Eretz Yisrael were so blessed, so too were the people in Eretz Yisrael blessed. What do I mean when I say the people in Eretz Yisrael were blessed? That the people in Eretz Yisrael were very, very tall, and therefore, bigger people, the shiurim of the food of bigger people is based on their size. But now, unfortunately, when we live, says the Chasam Sofer, in Golus, just like Eretz Yisrael no longer has the very large peiris, the people are no longer that large size as well. Rav Shua ben Levi Ikla Legavla. Rav Shua ben Levi came to the place Gavla, which is in Eretz Yisrael. Chazon Lahani Ketufi. He saw these clusters of grapes. Davakaimi Keigli. They look like calves because they were so big. Amma a golem ben kafanim. It looks like there are calves wandering amongst the grape trees. Amalei ketufininu. What you think are calves are really clusters of grapes. Amma aretz aretz. So at that point, Rav Shua ben Levi said, "Tetzisol hichnisi perisayich. Gather in your fruit. Lemiata meitzah perisayich. For whom are you producing such wonderful fruits? Laravayim halolu." To the Arabs who are currently living in Eretz Yisrael, who Eretz Yisrael is not where they belong. Eretz Yisrael belongs to Klal Yisrael. What is the reason that they are there? Sham Dalein B'chatoseinu, because we've done our averus, and that's why we have been sent into Galus. So it says the Gemara Lashana Ikler B'chiyel Chasam. Next year, Chia came there. Chazin Adav Kaimik Izi. He saw that they became much smaller. Now they only look like goats. Ama Iza ben Gafanim. Now, so he made the same comment. What are their goats amongst the grape trees? Amrali, so the people said to Rav Chia, Zil, please leave. Lo tavlon kichavruch. Don't curse us like your colleague did and caused that the grapes should become smaller in size. And the Ben Yoyada says a very nice pshat. He says that we take the difference in the gematria between A's and Egel, the difference is Chavav, 26. What happened was that when they recognize, explains the Ben Yoyada, that all the bracha that they have comes from Yudkei Vavkei, the gematria of Hashem's name is 26. When they realize that all of the bracha comes from Hashem, that's when they're worthy of bracha. But as our recognition of Hashem diminishes, the bracha diminishes in the same way. Tana Rabbanan, b'brachas Eretz Yisrael. When Eretz Yisrael is in a situation of being blessed, beis so oisach hamishas rubu koyin. A beis so, a place that could produce, a so produces 50,000 kurin. B'shivasa shel tzon, when tzoyan is not, which is a Mitzrayim, is not in a, is blessed, beis so oisa shivin kurin. The Tanya, Amar Rebbe, Meir, ani ris in Bikas Beishan, I saw in Bikas Beishan, which is not part of Eretz Yisrael, part of Eretz Yisrael, beis so oisa shivin kurin. That in a regular year, a beis so produce 70 kor. And ein lecham ula b'chal ha-rotzes meretz Mitzrayim. The most fertile country is Mitzrayim. As the Pasuk says, shenemar, kigan Hashem keretz Mitzrayim. Ve'en lecham ula b'chal eretz Mitzrayim. There is no better region in Mitzrayim. Yoyse Mitzrayim, Mitzoyan. Better than Tzoyan. Da'avamar b'ba melochim. That's where the kings lived. The ksiv, ki hoya b'tzoyan tzorav. The ministers live in Tzoyan. And Beishan, which is Mitzrayim, which is not the same level quality, produces 70. Tzoyan will certainly produce this amount. Ve'en lecha troshim. There is no place in Eretz Yisrael which is not fertile ground. B'chol Eretz Yisrael yoyis mechevron. More than chevron. Why? What's the proof? They have a kevri bay shechvi. We know that the Maor Samachpelah is in Chevron. They designated the Chevron to be the place, to be the place where people should be buried because it wasn't quality property. So the Masha asks, we know that David HaMelech, when he became king, was his first seat was in Chevron. So he says exactly that's pshat. At that point, David HaMelech was not the king of all of Klal Yisrael. And that's why he was only able to be Melech in Chevron. But Filah Hachi, Chevron move alachs m'shiva b'tzoyin. Chevron is more fertile, 7 times more than tzoyin. The ksiv, the pasuk says, v'chevron sheva shadam nivnasa l'fnei tzoyin mitzrayim. Ask the Gemara, what does the pasuk mean? My nivnasa, what does it mean it was built 7 years? Ilayma nivnasa mamish, that the pasuk is teaching us that they built Chevron before tzoyin, 7 years before. But does that make any sense? Ask the Gemara. Efsher adam boina, does a person build a home for his youngest son before his oldest son? Canaan was the youngest of the children of Chum. So, and Chevron was his area. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Ubnei Chum, Kushim Mitzrayim, Futu Canaan. Canaan is the youngest. Mitzrayim was older. Ella, what does the pasuk mean when it says Sheva Shonim Nivnas Lufnei Tzoyan? Shoysim Avuna Al Aks Meshiv B'Tzoyna. Chevron, which is the weakest area of Eretz Yisrael, is 7 times greater. The quality of the ground is 7 times greater than the best of Mitzrayim. The Hanimili, and when do we say this ratio? Betroshim, the land that's full of stones. Avil, other places in Eretz Yisrael, Shaloi Betroshim, that are fertile, great ground, not full of stones, Chamesh Meya. Then a base core, a base saw, produces 500 core. V'hani Mili, furthermore, says the Gemara, Shloim B'Chaseh, not in a time when Eretz Yisrael is being specifically blessed. Avo B'Chaseh, at a time when Eretz Yisrael is being blessed, K'siv Yizrach Yitzchak B'Eretz Ahi, V'Yintza B'Shanahu, the field in that time gave out 100 times more than it normally ought to. Tanya Amar Rabbi Yosi, saw Yehuda, a saw of Chitan Yehuda could produce, if you planted a saw of Chitan, you would get produced 500 saw of Chitan. Saw Kemach, that's the flower, was. You would have a saw kemach, you would have a saw soilus, the saw subin, the saw morsin. These are the various peels around it. The soilus is the flower, the subin is the brand, the morsin is what comes out afterwards, the saw kubrayu, and that's then the poor quality flower. Amai utzadikul Rav Chanina. That's how one saw produced 5 saw of flour. Amai utzadikul Rav Chanina. Yom eshpich sabarachan. It's wonderful that you are praised with your wonderful land. My father left me over. Once saw a property in Eretz Yisrael. I had oil from it. Olive oil. I had wine. I had grain. I had beans. And I also had room for my animals to graze. There was a person from the Amori tell somebody from Eretz Yisrael, "Hi to also the kaima good of the Yarandana." That palm tree, which is right by the Yarden River, kama gurtsumine. How many figs have you been able to take off that tree? Amale shitin kuri. I was able to take off 60 kor. Amma. This Amori said to him, "Akati leisudam, you haven't entered Eretz Yisrael. You're not even yet in the country, and you've destroyed it. Anan, because when we were in Eretz Yisrael, mayv esem kumah gazrinim, we were able to get 120 kor of fig." Amle, so the Jew responded, "Anan nami mechad gis kamin alei. I only meant from one side of the tree. I got 60 kor. Indeed, we take both sides of the tree that I'm able to get 120. Amar Chizda, Ma'idik Siv, the pasuk says, "Vetan l'cha eretz chemda nachlas tzvi, lama eretz Yisrael nimshala tzvi." Why is Eretz Yisrael compared to a deer? Loimelach, the teaches, "Ma eretz tzvi ein oyer machzik b'saray." If one would take off the skin of a deer and try to put it back on afterwards, it wouldn't fit. Af Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael ena machzekes perisal. Eretz Yisrael is so large that it keeps on expanding. So I saw Pshat in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, and Shir HaShirim, Doime Doide L'Tzvi. What does Tzvi mean? So the Majid Tzareb in the Sefer Yisra Baruch means, Tzvi means something that I want. It says, Eretz Yisrael Nikris Eretz Tzvi. He says, as much as we want Eretz Yisrael, as much as we connect ourselves to Eretz Yisrael, that's how much Eretz Yisrael will connect itself to it, to us. Davach Mat Tzvi Zekal. The deer runs quickly. Mikol HaChayis, more than all other animals. Af Eretz Yisrael Kalo. Mikol HaRotzos Levashalos Perisa. Eretz Yisrael makes its fruit quickly, ripen its fruit. Ima Tzvi Zekal V'Ein Besar Shomin. But the meat of a deer is very lean. One would we suggest that after Eretz Yisrael, Kalo Levashel, it does ripen its fruit quickly. However, Ein Perisein Shmeinim, the fruit is not tasty. Tamaloimar, Zavas Chol V'Devash. Eretz Yisrael is always compared to Zavas Chol V'Devash. Shmeinim Echolav, they have more fat than even milk. Or Mesukim V'Devash, and they're sweeter than honey. Rebbe Elazar have a solid Eretz Yisrael. When Rebbe Elazar came to Eretz Yisrael, Omelei Palti Michoda. I was saved from one of the clawless that are said in the Pasuk. Mar will explain it. Ki Simchua, when they gave him Smicha, we know in Eretz Yisrael, they gave people Smicha, that they could say, that they could paskin Dinei Torah den Aval Knas. Ki Palti Matarti. I was saved from two curses. Kisfu beside Eber, when they put him into the Bezdin that decides if the year should be a leap year, Amal Palti Matlas, now are I was saved from three clothes. And the Gemara explains what he meant. Shnemar, Vaisi Yodi al Navim Hachoizim Shav, beside Amilayu, Zesoid Eber. Ubuksab, that they won't be part of the Bezdin that makes the year a leap year. Ubuksai Beis Yisrael Kusevu. They won't get smicha. He says that was the curse that the pasuk gives to people who aren't worthy. And he says, I, Baruch Hashem, was worthy. And I saw that the Sefer Imrei Ish explains what he meant to say was that we know it says in Pirkei Avos, Hakina v'ataiva v'akovid mitzias es ha'odam an olam. And somebody who goes to Eretz Yisrael. And going to Eretz Yisrael is not always easy to be able to go to live in Eretz Yisrael. And somebody who goes and lives in Eretz Yisrael overcomes these terrible behavioral traits and he's zoicha to these brachas. Rav Zeira have a solik Eretz Yisrael. When Rav Zeira went to live in Eretz Yisrael, la'ash k'mabr l'mever, he didn't find a boat that would take him over the river. Nokav matzrakava. So he took a small piece of wood. And he stood on the piece of the wood, and that's how he went through the river. Amalei Tzadoki, so there was a Tzadoki who said to Rav Zeira, Amma Paziza, you're a wild nation. The Kamisa put Maisil and Nechu. Just like Klal Yisrael, when they got the Torah, they said Nasa v'Nishma. Here too, Akati b'Bezuzaycha Kaima. You have that hastiness. You should have waited until a boat will arrive. Amalei, Duchter that Moshe and Aaron lezochale, a place that Moshe and Aaron were not zoicha to arrive to, and therefore I was frightened. He says that maybe I won't have the schus to enter Eretz Yisrael. I'm anam yem the zechinale, so I did whatever I could to get into Eretz Yisrael. So the Ben Yehuda says that Moshe and Aaron did the avera with hitting the stone. Why should that have any effect on him? So he explains that yes, they did the Avera, but we know that Moshe and Aaron were mispalel. They davened so much that they should be able to enter Eretz Yisrael, and they were so great, and they still didn't get it. Certainly, he was concerned that I will be the same. And the Imri Ish explains the Gemara that the Tzadoki was saying, Klal Yisrael was so quick to accept the Torah, and yet they suffer so much. So if you suffer, you should get the schar of getting into Eretz Yisrael. To which he said, Moshe Rabbeinu also suffered, Moshe and Aaron, and they still did not get into Eretz Yisrael. So that's why I'm not sure that I will have this chus. I saw that the Sefer Oitzei Yedias explains what pshat amma pesisish kimu pichem leznam. Klai Yisrael is called in Yirmiyahu a seh, a sheep. And a seh, and as the pasuk says, seh pezura Yisrael. A sheep, says the Oitzei Yedias, exits its mother with its mouth first. And that's pshat nasa. The mouth comes out before the ears. Similarly, the Klal Yisrael said nasa, that we will do whatever we will do whatever we were told before nishma, before we have to understand what we are. And this that the Gemara calls Etz Yisrael Eretz Tzvi. So I saw the Sfas Emes says that the lesson is that what's important to Klal Yisrael is the quality, not the quantity. And therefore, Etz Yisrael may not be the biggest country, but it's the best country. Rab Abba Menashe Kipi Da'aka. Rab Abba, as he would enter Etz Yisrael, would kiss the stones of Akoi. And the Ben Yoyada explains that Akoi is a place that made all sorts of different kalim, all types of vessels were made in Akko, and Reb Abba was showing that anything produced in Eretz Yisrael was so dear to him that he even kissed those stones, those kalim that were manufactured in Akko. Dimri Ish explains that the Gemara Masech the Gittin tells us that Akko was half in Eretz Yisrael and half in Chutz Laaretz. And he says that what does that represent? That the people who lived in Akko weren't the strongest people. They had in them the qualities of Eretz Yisrael, but they also had in them the quality of Chutz Laaretz. Yet, says the Gemara, even those people who weren't the highest quality people, Reb Abba showed great love to anybody who lived in Eretz Yisrael. Reb Ami Ravasi Kaima Meshim Shalatulor, when they used to go from the, if they sat somewhere and it was sunny, then they would go to a place where it was shady, and back Matul Shimshon, because they never wanted to say bad about Eretz Yisrael. And if they're going to sit in a place in Eretz Yisrael which is uncomfortable, it may cause them to say something negative about Eretz Yisrael. And they never wanted to be in the place where they were saying anything bad about Eretz Yisrael. Dimri Ish, again, following his approach to this Gemara, said that when they used to see people in Eretz Yisrael, they used to do everything to bring them closer to Hashem. Rav Chiya bar Gamda Migda ba'Afra. He would roll himself in the earth of Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Ki rotzo avodecha savanel ves afra yuchaneinu. The people loved Eretz Yisrael. They loved Eretz Yisrael to such a great degree that they, even in Eretz Yisrael, lived that way, that they lived themselves in the earth of Eretz Yisrael. Amrav Zeir, Amrav Yirmi Ba'aba, Dorsh ben David Bo, at the time when Mashiach will come, Kadigari B'ta Midi Chachamim, there will be many people that will have claims against the Talmid Chachamim. Kamrisa Kamei De Shmuel, says the Gemara, when I said this over to Shmuel, Amat Tziruf Achat Tziruf, there will be many gzeirus against Talmid Chachamim. Shenema v'oid bo asireo. When the goals comes to an end, there will be nine tenths of Klal Yisrael will have been lost. V'hois levar, 9/10 of Klal Yisrael will be lost. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman Zatzal, in his Sefer Kibbutz Mamorim, says he has a mimer called Ikfas of the Mashiach, and he says that the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Tes Omer Beis, teaches us that in the door before Mashiach comes, people will say, "My Hanelo Rabbanan, what do Talmid Chacham accomplish for us? L'day Karu, l'day L'tanu. They only learn. We have nothing to gain from Talmid Chachamim." And he says that's pshat in this Gemara, that the Gemara says that in time of Mashiach, there will be such a, people will not appreciate and recognize the wonderful part that Talmid Chachamim bring. And says, so I saw that the Pnei Yeshua explains this Gemara. What it means to say is that there will be so much, why will there be tzaris before Mashiach comes? So the Pnei Yeshua says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to want to purify us. Tziruv HaChatziruv means to be refined. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to want to refine us before Mashiach comes. Says the Gemara Tanur Rabbi Yosef, B'zoizi or B'zoizi de B'zoizi. There will be people that will attack us. They're going to be people who will say all sorts of things about Klai Yisrael. Amar Rav Chibar Ashi Amar Rav. Asin Kolimun Srakshim Etz Yisrael. All the trees in Etz Yisrael that don't give fruit, Shiatanu Peris, Elan Sraka, trees that don't give fruit, they will eventually give fruit when Mashiach comes. Shanama Ke'etz Nasa Periyoi, Tainav Agefen Nasa Chelem. All trees will give fruit. And Dimri Ish, again with his Sefer, with his approach, says that the Gemara is teaching us that even people who are far from Torah mitzvahs, they don't give fruit, they don't learn Torah, they don't do mitzvahs. But when Mashiach comes, B'mheir Yameinu, every Jew will be a person who does mitzvahs. Every Jew will be a person that every person will give fruit. Tosfos points out that really this Gemara belongs late earlier, where we had discussed the wonderful aspects of Etz Yisrael. But the reason, says Tosfos, it's brought here because the Gemara wanted to end the Masechta with something positive. And like the Mashal explains, the Gemara wanted to end the Masechta teaching us about the great world that we will enjoy when Mashiach comes, Mehera B'Yameinu. And as the Flaw says, this is going back that at the time of Adam HaRishon, we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu cursed Adam HaRishon, B'zeyes Apecha Teichel Lechem. But now, says the Haflah, what the Gemara is saying is that even though in the world that we live in currently, we have to work hard to have panasa, and life isn't always as easy as we would love it to be. But when Mashiach comes, we'll come back to a time as the world looked before HaKadosh Baruch Hu cursed the world. We're going to come back to a world where even empty trees will give fruit. And I saw that the Sheiris Menachem explains that what does the pasuk mean to say? We know the Gemara says that afilu rikonish b'Yisrael, even the people who are sort of empty in Klai Yisrael, meleim mitzvos kareimon. And that's pshat, he says, when Klai Yisrael, when Mashiach comes, the pasuk says, yismachu hashemayim, the Sogel Arts, the entire universe will rejoice when the Goyim say Hashem Malach, Oz Yuranu Kolatzayar, everybody will rejoice. And that's why I saw the Achroinim that suggest one is not supposed to cut a tree. But we know that you're not supposed to cut a fruit tree. But because we see that in Mitzvah Hashem, when Mashiach comes, from Her Yameinu, the trees of Etz Yisrael, even those trees that don't give fruit, will give fruit. That's why one shouldn't even cut a tree. One shouldn't even cut a tree that doesn't give fruit, because eventually these fruit trees will give fruit. But as we said, many explain it's talking about the people, that everybody will come back close to Hashem. And I saw that the Belzer Rebbe explained, Tosfos, as we just quoted, the last Tosfos in the Masechta says, L'fisha roitzel asayim b'davar toiv. He wanted to end the Masechta with something positive. Said the Belzer Rebbe, Reb Sachadoiv, there's nothing more positive that we could hear. There's no more positive message that one could hear than everybody is going to come back, that every Jew will come back, that every Jew will learn Torah, that every Jew will do mitzvahs. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu help that the Torah that we learn through Masechta Ksubis, Shas Katan, where we got a taste of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wonderful, wonderful Torah. We got the taste of the Dovah Toiv. May all of Klal Yisrael be zoicha to come to have a taste of the Dovah Toiv, of this wonderful fruit of Torah, till that will come to the day that we all be able to be Shesulim Beis Hashem B'chatzreis Elokeinu Yafrichu. Harim Lach Shehenu Diyarin Gzeres V'Silikaloch B'Sachtik Subas.